972-475-3676. We hope to see you soon.
As a heir, as a co-laborer with God, tending to what God created. He said, Adam, tend to the garden. Adam was to expand the garden. If you read it properly, he was to expand everything, increase everything, until the whole earth was a garden. And then it would go from earth to another planet, garden, to another planet, till all the universe, a garden of the increase of his government and his peace, there's no end. But see, if we're looking from the human aspect of it, all we are looking at is what is in front of us in our environment. And much of that is governed by the memories we've stored up, whether they are good experiences or bad experiences. And thus, the filter. Because you got a whole bunch of experiences that you, if you had your druthers, you'd get rid of. You wouldn't have gone through. And so now your life is filtered through that dirty filter. And as much as you love God, you find that the word ain't manifested. The word ain't working. No, the word works. Yes, exactly. The word is right. Yes. The filter's dirty. Amen. Amen. You ever wash colored clothes with white clothes in hot water and bleach? I never did that. I just came to it. Now, imagine what you get in that mix. White socks, purple and green and orange. Why? It's all mixed up. You wash the white clothes in hot water with bleach. It's nice and clean. Amen? But when you mix it all up, when it's not clean, you're not going to have a clean result. So, we're on a mission. Tell somebody, we're on a mission. We have a mandate. An assignment. To shift. I'm telling you, if you follow this, you're going to see a new you emerge. Amen. And it's going to be painless. Yes. Amen. I said it'll be painless. It'll be seamless. Because it's the real you. Amen. It's just we got to move some debris out of the way. We got to get some stuff right up here. We got to get the right system going. Because it's the eternal you. It's the spirit you. Who God knew from the beginning. Even before the beginning. He knew you. There was a you. Amen. All right, so we're going to conquer this thing in time. In this reality. So that the kingdom can manifest and we can represent God fully. Is that all right? Amen. Are you ready to shift?
Amen.
I said, are you really ready to shift?
Amen.
Okay, let me talk a little bit about something here. First of all, if you focus only on problems, what you will get is more of the problem. I'm going to say it again.
Amen.
If you only focus on the problem, you will get more of the problem.
Amen.
Amen. You know, one financial consultant, he's good at finances and that, but he made a mistake when he said, in order to come out of debt, what you need to do is take all the bills that are past due and put them on your refrigerator, on your mirror, so that you can see them every day. Somebody say, Bob. Wrong again. You want to get that stuff out your mind. We're not living in denial. But you don't want that to be the dominant image in your mind. Because the more you focus on the problem, the more problem you're going to get. Why? Because there's a part of you that's a creator. You can create environment. You ever watched, I know when we were small growing up, we used to watch, some of y'all might remember, Creature Features? Some of y'all old heads really, that was my favorite movie. Remember The Outer Limits and all that, the Creature Features? You know, we would sit up sometime and watch that, especially if it'd be storming outside or something and lightning, and, you know. You'd be watching that, all the scary parts. Then all of a sudden, you're scared to go to bed. Come on, man, let's go. I ain't going. Did you hear that? All of a sudden, you start hearing stuff. You see that? Somebody looking in the window. All kind of, why? Because that environment created. It created something. And from the inside, you start fearing, and all of a sudden, everything started looking spooky. Now, the next morning when you wake up, when it's sunshine, and you look out that same window, and that same little shadow of the tree is there. Oh, look at that tree. But in that moment, it looked like a face. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Think about that a moment. You create stuff. When you magnify, when all the image that's in your mind is the problem, ain't got enough. You ain't never gonna have enough.
Amen.
Till you change that image.
Amen.
See, we have to act this out. I'm not talking about pretend.
Amen.
You got a lot of pretenders. People that talk the talk but don't walk the walk. People that say stuff, they know all the jargon, you know, they know all the buzzwords and all the stuff, but in their heart they don't really believe. There's a lot of that in Christianity. We need some real people.
Amen.
Look at the person beside him. I need you to be real. Come on. I need you to be the real you. That spirit being that cannot be defeated. We just sung a song, I Win, right? Was that just a song? When you act something out, if you really believe it, and you are really, you know, casting that vision as your future, acting it out is the bridge of bringing something out of the invisible into the visible.
Amen.
See, too many people act out their problems.
Amen.
That's what they talk about. That's what they think about.
Amen.
That's what the dominant image is in their mind. So they drag themselves. And, you know, misery loves company.
Amen.
Amen. So they get with other miserable folk.
Amen.
And they talk about misery.
Yeah.
And they think it's cool because their flesh feels a little bit better.
Amen.
That humanness feels a little bit better because we all in the same boat.
Amen.
The devil is a lie. I'm getting out the boat. I ain't in that boat. Don't talk to me about that. Well, I'm just saying what's real. No, you saying what your reality is. And you're stuck on it. I'm just telling you like it is. Well, you need to change like it is.
Amen.
Amen. You have that ability. You have that mandate. You have that charge.
Amen.
By God. Yes, you do. Now, catch these little statistics. I think it's very interesting. 11 million. I didn't say 11,000, 1,100, 11. I said 11 million bits of information per second. Per second are in your subconscious mind. You have a data bank in your subconscious mind. Listen to me. 11 million bits of data per second. Tell somebody, you bad. See, we limit, in our humanness, we limit who we are to our education or the lack of the education or this experience. This is not the real you. There's a you beyond this human experience that was before the foundation of the world and that will be after all this. Amen, because you are an eternal being created in the image and likeness of God. Amen. Animals are not like God. Amen. Animals are instinctive. Think about it. They do everything off of instinct. Now, they mess with animals and DNA and all that today, and a lot of crazy stuff going on, but in the original form and purpose, animals will act like animals. A dog is going to be a dog. A snake is going to be a snake. Amen. They act instinctively because that's how God made them. Amen. But God made you with an ability to create.
Amen.
With an ability to imagine.
Amen.
Animals ain't imagining. You ain't never seen no dog sitting up thinking about what we're going to do next week. No, a dog gonna be a dog. No matter how we train them, it's still a dog. But you have been given an ability to imagine. In other words, a co-laborer with God in designing the future. Hello. But a lot of future has been designed do a dirty filter. And so perhaps currently where you are doesn't line up with where the Bible says you should be or could be because of the filter. But we getting ready to do some maintenance on the filters. Amen. That's all it takes. It doesn't take, you're already saved. All it takes is some tweaking, some adjusting.
Amen.
You know, to get a filter out, you know, at home in air conditioning, all you have to do is go up there and move them little things and let the thing drop and pull the filter out.
Amen.
Change the filter. It'll, you know, don't take you long, a couple minutes. Tell somebody, this is going to be painless.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed. Thank you.